Blog Talk Radio. Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Monday, January 3rd, 2022, and it is noon, and so it's time for the Optimize My Life radio program brought to you by the Hope Collection. And we're just waiting to see if anyone else joins us. I am actually filling in for my husband, Ron Clayton, the host. My name is Linda Clayton here in Buffalo, New York. A snowy Buffalo, New York, not horrible compared to Buffalo records, but, you know, just our first dusting of snow of the season, and it's already January, so that's good. I just want to welcome everybody. If you're listening to this on an archived version of this show, these shows Monday through Friday at noon, brought to you by Optimize My Life. And it's really a forum to share ideas and information, and somebody else is just coming on. So let me invite them. Good afternoon. Who's calling?
Hi, my name's Rusty. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Now, where are you calling from?
New York City.
New York City. Well, we're in Buffalo, New York, the other side of the state.
Oh, so. Your Buffalo Bills are doing great. So congrats.
Yeah, they did good yesterday. Yeah. Wasn't the prettiest win, but hey, they won. So that's the important thing.
The win is a win, right?
Yep, yeah. Now, how did you find out about the Optimize My Life, the Hope Call today?
Well, I'm just a fan of Blog Talk, and, you know, I listen to these shows for advice and help with family matters and things like that. And I was hoping I could ask you about a little family issue that we got going on.
Okay. Hopefully I can help. I can't guarantee, but all righty.
Well, I totally understand, and if you know, it even just helps to talk about it and kind of,
yeah,
you know, vent a little bit about it. Yeah. So my dad, his birthday is this month in January, and he's, mm-hmm. well, needless to say, he's not very happy about it.
Oh. He's not happy about the fact that he's getting older, or just...
Exactly. He's getting a little up there in age. So he,
mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and some of us take it a little different than others. I'm getting older too, but I look at it like, you know, I'm lucky to have gotten this old. You know?
Right, exactly.
But he is very angry about the fact that he's getting a little older and he's going to have another birthday. He doesn't even want to say, he won't let me. He's listening, actually. Here, I live with him, so if you want to say hi. His name's Howard.
Hi, how are you doing? You know, my mom is 94, and she had been living by herself in a senior apartment until a couple months ago when she fell. And she's now actually in a nursing facility, but she's still pretty independent and feisty. And so I understand. She always says, getting old is not for sissies. You know, there's some things that, you know, she just needs, she broke her back when she fell. So she needs the medical care.
Bless her heart.
You know, but so physically you might not be able to do everything you want, but as long as you're, you know, with it emotionally and mentally, you know, it's, you know, but enough about me. Tell me what upsets him or you most about getting old? Is it limitations of things or?
Well, to be honest, it's everything. It seems like he hates everything. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
I'll give you, he's listening too, if you just wanted to address him directly. We're calling through Zoom, and he hates Zoom. He hates talking on Zoom instead. So
it's been kind of forced on us in the last 2 years, hasn't it?
It really has, and he doesn't like it. So he's listening either way, even if he can't speak. But I'll just tell, like, he almost everything he just I'll bring up he hates. He hates Halloween, which I love. You know, is, and he hates, you know, he hates, running. He doesn't like running anymore. Flowers even he hates. Can you imagine somebody that hates flowers?
Well, people are allergic to them too, but I think for my husband, when he retired, he just needed, because he was on the road constantly as a sales manager nationally. So when he retired, he needed to find another interest. And this show is one thing that worked, you know, for him. And also he's on another line right now trying to work out a situation with a provider. But, you know, finding something that is of interest. My husband and I started an online travel agency, which completely different from anything else that we ever did, but it's something that is so exciting for us. And so, you know, finding something that you can do and like, you know, my mom, with, you know, the limitations that she has, one of her biggest problems is being bored. And that's, you know, and so, you know, so maybe that's your dad's problem, is, you know, you can't do the same things you always did, but find another interest, and which isn't easy. And you have to maybe try a couple of things to find out what really fits your personality and your abilities.
Yeah, well, I mean, he used to love listening to the radio, so I even suggested that he be on the radio, but he said he hates being on the radio. That's a lot of the reason he doesn't want to come on now. But could you just tell him, like, how much fun you have being on the radio?
Well, what's so funny is that I am on this, the Blog Talk Radio, there's so many different, as you know, by looking around, there are so many different, outlets and different programs. One thing that I do, not necessarily on the radio, I make cards and invitations and different things. And so I go on YouTube a lot. There's so many classes and that you can find information.
Ron, I just sent you an email on your email address for me, and I need the code so I can get
okay.
my Gmail.
Hold on. We have a visitor on the line from New York City.
Hello.
And
hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we got two phones going here, and
okay.
I've got a radio phone.
Hold on, I just need to give my husband a verification code, and the verification code is 223.
Write it down, honey, please.
Hold on just a moment. I'm just trying to find a piece of paper.
Okay, right on there.
No, here I have this. 223-809. Okay, there you go.
Thank you. And thank you, guest. I will be
okay.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry about that. We're double dutying here because I am actually not usually on this call. My husband is usually the host and on the Blog Talk Radio show. Actually, but what I was saying, on YouTube, there's all kinds of classes, which is really neat. I mean, there's a lot of junk on YouTube, of course, but there's also a lot of information that if you are interested in pursuing any kind of a hobby, Is your dad able to get out and about at all?
Not with the pandemic, unfortunately. He's scared to get out and do anything.
Yes, yeah. New York City is so different than the rest of the country, it seems. You're a lot more restricted in the city than we are on the other side of the state. Because our restaurants are open and everything. And so we can come and go. Because I was going to say that different clubs and finding I know that we had looked at what is the name of it? It had I'm drawing a blank, but there was, and I can't remember how we found it, but there was all kinds of group listings and that. Dear, I'm not being very helpful because I cannot think of the name of it.
That's okay. Even just saying YouTube is helpful.
You know, and I found, because I like to do crafty things, and so on YouTube there's actual lessons on how to do things. Even from cooking, there's classes on cooking, I think in more girly things because that's obviously what, you know, card making and some of the crafty things that I like to do. But
he leans towards that kind of stuff. So any other classes you'd suggest? Like I like the cooking idea. Anything else?
I can't get anything else. Pardon?
What about puzzles or anything like that?
Well, I love word puzzles and different things like that. So I have books, and that's the one thing that keeps my mom occupied because she's so limited in moving. She's in a wheelchair, so keeping your brain active. Sometimes when people get upset and I know when my mom was in the hospital, she was upset and almost nasty, which is so unlike her, but she was so frustrated because she couldn't do things that she wanted and she was just stuck there. And so sometimes just keeping your mind active, either crossword puzzles or even jigsaw puzzles. I myself love jigsaw puzzles, but I have a cat that likes to steal the pieces. So I that's one thing that I haven't been able to do. Having a cat around, with when you have a jigsaw puzzle laid out, it doesn't quite mix. But it depends on his interest.
What about social media? Should he get into something like that?
You can, on Facebook and just looking up old friends and starting conversations. Because I think one of the things that frustrates us the most, all during the pandemic, I've been active. I actually have, I'm off today, but I usually do work at an office. And so I've been working, full time. So I haven't been just home. But when you are just home, sometimes just connecting with people that you haven't seen for a long time or making new friends online. I'm not an expert at social media. I really don't go on Facebook very often myself. I just don't have the time for it. But it's a great avenue to meet people. And it's kind of a safe way too of meeting people because, if somebody, if you have an interest with somebody, you can talk. And if you don't, you can, just stop talking. I have somebody else is just joining us too. So let me just connect them. Hello. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. This is Linda Clayton. May I ask who's calling?
Hey, Linda, it's Country Boy.
Hey, country boy, how are you? Ron's on another line right now. And we also have a guest on the line from New York City. I didn't get your first name, Mr. New York City.
Oh, Rusty.
Rusty. So Rusty's on the line. And he just kind of found the... And his dad, Alan, there. He just was looking
Howard.
Oh, gosh, that was my husband's father's name. So he was looking at different blog talk stations and found the Hope Collection. So we were just talking, just chatting, and looking for different ways to – they're in New York City, and so where the pandemic is restricted movement a lot more than the rest of the country, I understand. But how is Country Boy today?
Would you all mind just wishing Howard a happy birthday? That might – cheer him up a little,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Howard, happy,
awesome.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
You know, it's funny, as we all get older, I know my husband actually is getting, he's 8-9 months older than I am, so I always tease out that he's much older than I am. But, you know, as long as somebody says you're on this side of the daisies, just find something that's enjoyable and just and try something new, because if you do the same thing all the time, that gets kind of boring. But meeting new people, even if you're meeting online, try something on Facebook. And like these blog talk radio shows, I know tomorrow my husband is the host for a Travel Tuesday. And, Wednesday this show talks about attainable houses. Thursday is Bob Oakley. He talks about all kinds of things. He helps new immigrants to the country, and he has all kinds of information. Friday's show features Colonel Len Kane, who has started the Golden Rule Society, and he's been nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize. So there's different things every day. So just on this channel alone. Now, Country Boy, do you want to add anything? I've been Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I would give a shout out to Joel Griffin, our founder,
yes,
who started the,
yes,
show with. I started with Joel over 10 years ago, and Howard, this one's on us, because Joel said, and he allowed anybody on our collection team to come and serve up hope for lunch. And believe me, if you hang around long enough, you'll find out that we don't just have one main course. We have a whole smorgasbord of information, like our center. .org, R for research, resource center.org. So all the things that people are interested in that they don't really know a whole lot about, then you got the right place, sir. We got all kinds of information, as Linda just wonderfully shared with you right now, but that's just a smidgen on what's on the surface on what the Hope Collection has to offer.
Exactly.
Oh, bless.
Thank you.
And I was wondering, yeah, too, now something I like the idea, but he seems to not like it. But maybe you could talk him into his karaoke. I thought he might have fun doing that. What do you think of that?
Not really. I tried it one time, and they said, we're never going to let nobody else sing on the show now anymore. I ended one day and said, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. They joined me that day. I was like, okay, we're not allowed to sing on the show. But maybe if we do it as a group thing. So if we have people to come on the show and they want to have the mic themselves and sing a song that only they know, then nah. But if it's a group song, you remember when we was in school, Linda, they said if you bring enough hope for everybody, then you can serve up hope for the classroom. But if you just come in here with hope in your own pocket, we ain't having it.
Oh dear. No.
We love group participation. You know, it's not singing and sports that we're playing up here.
I think Howard's gonna have to find something that interests him more. But you know, when you're searching for something interesting and exciting to do, you have to try different things. Maybe that would let's put it this way. During high school, I was in a singing group. I was the only one without a microphone. So what does that tell you?
You sing louder than everybody.
No. No. Oh, it was funny. But, the Hope Collection itself, and right now we're in the process of redoing a lot of our websites. So that's one thing that we'll be letting everyone know in the next coming weeks and months, how that all comes out. Our founder, Joe Griffin, passed away this past summer after a valiant fight against multiple cancers. But he's with the Lord now, so we miss him. But he's in such a better place, so we can't get upset. But what's wonderful is that this show continues, and so. A lot of times, not Country Boy on Monday, I'm obviously not here very often, especially on Monday, sometimes on Friday, but it's out of ordinary for me to be on the call today. Who normally, is there a theme on Monday that you know of?
Yes, ma'am. We talk about health and nutrition, and you just happen to be talking about somebody that spent 12 years in their life in college. I have 7 degrees and 3 masters, and we talk health and nutrition, and I just happen to be a health and nutrition expert. So, Howard, let me just give you a cliff note. Let me give you an appetizer, because we're not selling or promoting anybody's special products, because we have a whole pantry. Or if you don't have money to shop, we'll show you how to buy groceries at discount or get them, and they'll send them to you. We have all kinds of access to things, but let me just name one. Have you ever heard of a product called Moringa? Let me spell that out for you. Moringa, Moringa aloe vera, one of the best-kept secrets in the world. It grows in 258 of the driest regions in the world. It even grows in Tampa, Florida, and Country Boy, instead of growing that green stuff that everybody likes to smoke, we're growing something that's going to be good that you can put into your body. It's called Moringa. It has 43 antioxidants, 32 antioxidants. It has omega-3, 6, and 9 amino acids your body won't produce, and 18 out of the 20 things that your body needs to re-heal itself. Matter of fact, the National Geographic did a research and shot some documentary on it. If you Google Moringa, they showed where you can take the seed from the Moringa tree and drop it in some water that you got out of the old tire sitting on the side of the road, and tomorrow morning it'll be pure enough for a pregnant woman to drink. That's just one product. Also, Dr. Marilyn Johnson Kwanjani, we call her Dr. J. She's a friend of mine here in Atlanta. 30-something years she spent as a holistic healer. So she talks to you about your heart and your thoughts. What are you saying to you about you? Because it all starts with you. If you're telling yourself, oh, I can't do that, or I can do all things, I can do all things through the one who designed you, he positioned you like that. And then when we start talking about help and health, we call in our super friends. That's what we do on Monday. We have all kinds of people that have knowledge and expertise in the health and nutrition industry, and we bring them forward. We do not hold back, and anytime you need some extra phone numbers or extra websites and stuff, We have resources for you. I heard Linda say when we first came on, I spent 20 years as a teacher, and I've never in my life called anybody stupid. I wanted to one time. But if you look up the definition of stupidity in Webster Dictionary, it says, and I quote, continue to do the same thing over and over and over again, and it's not working, and you do it anyway. So right now, every day when somebody comes on, we're not going to leave you hanging. Let's just say that. If you'll make and write down your priorities, I'm pretty sure when I say super friends, Joel has and Ron has taken the best of the best north. Oh, I heard Barbara say, Linda say you were in New York. I'm down here in Georgia, and we call it the dirty, dirty South. Oakman, Bob Oakley, he's way down in Florida. Rick Reese, who comes on Tuesdays to do travel with us, he's in Colorado. So we've taken the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We call them our super friends. And we allow everyone to come forth and love their very, very, very best. And there's no competition here because can't nobody do what you do like you do when you do what you do. And the whole selection makes it all about you.
Well, that's wonderful. That's one. I will check that out for sure. Thank you.
And then you heard Linda mention Golden Rule Society. Lynn Kane just breaks it down so phenomenally. Treat other people the way that you want to be treated. That sounds so complicated. I don't know why the world is still not getting it right. And then we fast-forwarded it and put it on steroids. Do unto others before they do unto you. So if you want some hope and love away, then it starts with you. You start going out and encouraging somebody, inspiring somebody, even send them over to the Hope Show. And the hope and the love that you're giving away will eventually come right back to you. Back over to you, Linda.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Country Boy, I appreciate you so much, your knowledge and your just your friendliness that you always have that hand outstretched with your knowledge. And there's so many, that's what I love about this show. There's so many people that are willing to give of themselves and just share knowledge and share experiences. I host a Saturday morning show on the same phone number, which is kind of like a wrap-up of the week. But these noontime shows, we get fed with knowledge from all different people. So it's I love what you said. It's a smorgasbord across the week with different people coming on and speaking. And so I'm trying to think.
Can I just tell you one more? Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Please
can I just
do.
Tell
please
you one
do. No, please do.
Oh, thank you. Bless you. Can I tell you one more thing I did to try to cheer him up, and it backfired on
sure.
me, if you can believe it. I took him to a parade. I thought for sure, who doesn't love a parade? And he freaked out. He didn't like being around that many people. He hated the floats. And, I mean, can you just tell him that parades aren't evil, that parades are fun and should have made him happy?
Well, thing is, especially with New York City, I think you've been so, blasted with, stay home, stay away from everybody so much that, so maybe that was one of the problems.
Well, this was actually even before the pandemic, and a past birthday, I took him to a Thanksgiving parade, and he just hated it. I thought maybe, I could take him to one outside of New York City now, but I don't know why somebody would hate parades so much.
Well, let me tell you a secret, because I'm also a psych major, and some of our biggest fears are evident right in front of us. Let me give you a little example. You can be alone without being lonely. I can sit you right in the middle of 10,000 people in a parade, and you can be lonely in a crowd. So it wasn't the parade, and I wasn't even there. I just know my spirit is speaking. It wasn't the parade that frightened him. It was something else about the people that frightened him. There are certain things that happen in certain people's past to where even when you try to give somebody a suggestion, even if they know you're right, their spirit will turn to another channel when the fear factor starts to try to show up. And we know we're not born with a spirit of fear. But I guarantee you, if you took the time to set that person down and ask them, okay, look, now, I know we're fully grown. It wasn't a pit bull coming to get you. I wasn't going to throw you off the ship on the cruise. But with us being in a crowd of people, what was it? What was it that disarrayed you so much? Let me give you one more example. Most people don't want to admit what their fear is, but people will show you their fear if you will only believe them for whatever reason it might be. You know what I'm saying? And if you ask them and listen, and here's one of my little greeting cards that comes out as a health and nutrition note for you. Good friends listen. I'm going to say that word again. Good friends listen more than they talk, and they hear more than what's being said. Are you feeling me? I know you was paying attention, and I know you heard what he said, but did you really hear what he really meant?
Well, I did. He said some specifics. There were people drinking there, which freaked him out, and the traffic
one of
just getting there.
That could be one of them. And then if you ask him a little bit more about the people in his life that used to use or abuse what they call alcohol, there might have been something, and it might not even have been the parade. It just have been, if I bring you to my hometown, I live in Atlanta right now, but I'm originally from a little German town in the northeast Georgia mountains, 12 miles from North Carolina, 30 miles from Tennessee, and 30 miles from South Carolina. And I can be back in Atlanta in less than an hour. Different people, they say different strokes for different folks. The people in the country, they have a whole different attitude about what they're afraid of. And then I know a friend of mine, his name is Jesse Dorsey. My oldest brother, who's 68 years old, ever since he was a kid. Matter of fact, my oldest brother, Jesse Dorsey, was a high school Russian champion before a guy named Herschel Walker. But if the truth was really told, my brother tell you he's afraid of the dark. He's 68, y'all. A champion. Been around the world, played for the Georgia Bulldogs, played for the Tennessee Titans, played for the Tampa Buccaneers, but he's afraid of the dark.
Wow.
Now, tell me a place where you can go where there's no dark. So it doesn't matter whether he's in Florida where he lives now, whether he's in Georgia, or whether he's in New York like you and Ron and Linda. He still might have the fear of being in the dark.
Wow.
So listen to what he says. He'll tell you and says, look, if it was one place in the world to where you wouldn't feel that way and you really, really just enjoyed being there, where's that one place in the world? Now, this is where we show up with travel. We ask this question every Tuesday with Mr. Rick Reese, the travel business. Where's that one place that you really, really, really always wanted to go that you've never been? And I'll flip the switch. I don't want to keep talking. I trained the youngest travel agent in the world. She's 7. Her business ran 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, while she sleep, while she's at school. I tell Ron, says, we don't care if you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. We can show you how to be into the fastest growing industry in the world. Quick story. When I met her and her mom last November, they was living day to day out of a car. But guess what? God gave me a special anointing, and I gave her a new address and placed it on the cloud. Guess what? I changed her last name. GoRichBabyTravel.com. Nobody knows she's 7. You can't get burnt with hot grease She can't have a fear of falling down those stairs online. And the first 2 months that she had her business, she ran it out of the library, off the library computer, because she didn't even have a computer. But now she makes more money in the travel industry than most people do with a PhD. And she's 15 years old.
Wow.
So we're going to make, if the devil says you can't do it, then you can. If he tells you to go, don't go. Do exactly opposite. But when your spirit will always speak first and something says, okay, look online and find something that you might be interested, obedience, and then you made the sacrifice and showed up. Now guess what, sir? You're in trouble now. I say trouble, good trouble. No, because we're not going to let you go until we bless you. I remember reading that in the Bible somewhere. We're not going to let you go. We're not going to release you until you're blessed. No, so you start to look at the things, and as we bless you, then you're going to see very quickly that whatever we bless you with, you're going to get a chance to pass it on to your friends. Being blessed, it's not just for you. We're going to bless you to where you're going to go back in that same person that we've been not making jokes of or making a mockery out of on the air. We've been sitting here meditating and praying over your friend, and he's going to feel some relief right away just because you and I and Linda took the time to put it on national radio that we're praying right now and claiming victory, that God already sprinkles him with the Holy Ghost blood, that whatever fear he has, that it shall be gone.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Amen.
When Linda says we got things that we do over here to Hope Foundation, matter of fact, Barbara Riley, she'll be on the show with us on Wednesday. Her and her business partner, they're going to be coming setting up a tiny home headquarters here in Atlanta. So one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to do what they say could not be done, starting with the first responders and the veterans. They do not belong sleeping underneath the bridges and standing on the corner with a sign that says, I work for food. The devil's a liar again. So we're going rather have an all-right attack on getting those veterans. And then as soon as I spoke it into the atmosphere, guess what? About a week or two later, I met Joel Griffin in South Georgia. He came from the South. I came from the North. We had a friend to come over from the East in Savannah, and we had a girlfriend to come over from Mississippi. Says, I need to see it too. We're confiscating a 287-acre prison. It used to be a prison, but now we're converting it to veteran housing. I can only put a little over 2,000 veterans in there. Oh, they happen to have an indoor swimming pool and a gymnasium and a workout room, an industrial cafeteria, a computer room. So we getting ready to do again what they say couldn't be done because we put the fear factor behind us and just started moving in obedience. Well, on Tuesday, we told you about travel. Oh, I forgot to tell you that we have over 12,000 different certifications. So even if we're talking to a first responders that lost a leg or lost an arm or something, that they can. I have a veteran right here in Atlanta that has no legs that became a Disney cruise specialist in less than 10 hours. And then the first thing that Disney wanted to do, since you've never been on a cruise, how can you become a specialist if we don't send for you? 4 free tickets to go on a cruise. So, yeah, and when we jump back over to what we call attainable, because some people's idea of small or tiny might be bigger than most people. If I'm talking to a veteran and I say I'll put you in a tiny home, but it has running water and heat and a place for you to sleep, it's no longer tiny to them anymore. But the tiny home I'm building, it's only, 2,800 square feet. Oh, I forgot to tell you, if two of those containers, 18-wheelers to have them, the 40-foot trailers, they drop, boom, boom. We can stack them 14 tall if we need to. On this side, Country Boy's going to have 3 bedrooms, boom, boom. On the other side, he's going to have a complete 40-foot container, as he calls it, a kitchen. But, oh, I forgot to tell you, we're putting solar panels in the top, so I have no power bill, so Georgia Power don't like me. Oh, I forgot to tell you, we're growing tomatoes upside down in the kitchen year-round. So there's little things that we're going to be doing that they say has never been done before. And Bob Oakley, he says he works for those that are barred, those that are coming and going, but may not be quite legally there yet. My business partner, he gets green cards or helps people get assisted, or if their family's over here and they're separated, we want to put the families back together. And then you jump back up to Friday again. Lynn Cain, oh, this man is absolutely phenomenal. I first met him about 10 years ago with Joel Griffin. They call him. You can call him what you want to. He's the best of the best. They call him the Top Gun. The man wrote the handbook. If you saw Tom Cruise and Kelly Willis in Top Gun, well, Lynn Cain wrote the handbook Navy fighter pilots, for pilots around the world. I asked him another, Lynn. I said, Lynn, how many air miles you got on your belt? He said, the guy says, I've been in the air long enough to I could have been the moon and back at least 3 to 4 times to the moon. And then you hear Lynn say, well, now let me come down off my high horse. I'm like, you and John Wayne are the two people I know need to ride a horse forever. Stay up there, Lynn. He's not going to say nothing comes out of his mouth unless it's friendly, unless it's kind.
Yes.
Like, what can we do to help you? Let me introduce you to this person. What did you say you need? You need your shoes fixed? I got a shoe man. Well, Lynn, do you say you need your hair done? I got a hair person. It's almost like you have to kind of watch what you say when you're around the Hope Collection. I'm serious. Because somebody's laying our ear, and the blessing's going to come running at you. They said ask not, receive not. So, Harold, be careful what you ask for, because God will give it to you.
Yep.
Amen.
Remember the first time I met Lynn Cain and his wife Anne, that I was so glad. The first time I met him, that I didn't realize how important he is, but how famous he is. I mean, San Diego has streets named after him, yet they are just the most down-to-earth people. And when you realize the year that Mother Teresa was bestowed the Nobel Peace Prize, Len, the Golden Rule Society, were second. He was second only to Mother Teresa, if you can. So I have Country Boys on the line and a visitor from New York City. You want to?
Well, if I can, to say hi.
Yeah, Ron is back.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm in the midst of travel agent business stuff, people trying to get to places and going on cruises. And I also have – can you believe running a travel agency business or anything without your internet working? So I've been a little delayed from being able to get on a call with everybody. I guess from Kel, where are you from? New York City. How did you find us?
I just listen to a lot of these blog talk shows, and I've gotten a lot of help from different ones. And I was saying it's my father, Howard, it's his birthday, and I'm just trying to cheer him up, and he's listening now as well. And you've all helped him by talking and giving him some idea for some hobbies. He seems to kind of hate everything, but I was just hoping you could maybe, talk to him and cheer him up a little, tell him to calm down and not hate everything so much.
Well, if you, I'm sorry, my name is Ron Clayton, and who am I speaking to?
My name's Rusty, but my dad's name's Howard. He's here next to me listening. He doesn't
My dad's
really
name
like
was Howard.
He doesn't like being on the radio.
Okay, not a problem at all. We can deal with that. My dad's name was Howard. And anyways, we're we've been broadcasting. There's over 1,800 shows in the archives now. I have got a service call, calling technician calling me back. I've got to turn the phone back over, but I want to welcome you, and I apologize. This isn't normally this disjointed, but we just have major issues, so thank you.
Ron, good to hear your voice.
You.
Happy New Year's to you.
Hello.
But look, you guys, I'm telling you, Country Boy, I'm very verbal. I guess you can see that. I'm also co-founder of Atlanta. I'm also co-founder of AtlantaChildren.org. I have the second largest non-for-profit organization in the state of Georgia. 99% of the kids that come through my program are foster kids, time they 3 to 4 years of age. Time they reach me, they're 12 to 14 years of age. I'm sorry, 12 through 20 years of age with no high school diploma, no GED, and 38 counties don't want them. They send them to me. I'm not tooting my own horn, but I do know that over the last 7 years, I put 6,087 women and children in business, and I've trained 37 millionaires, and all of them are younger than me. They said anytime you can teach somebody how to do better than you do yourself, you know what you're talking about. And my sons are buying up the city. We're opening up restaurants. We just bought a 14,000-square-foot church right next to the Georgia Public Television building. We bought Clark Atlanta University old gymnasium. I'm turning it into, like with Rick Reese, my travel partner, on Tuesday. We're building 6 museums. One's already been built. God already gave it to us. It's going to be a megaplex. The things they took out of the school system, dancing and actor, theater, there's 68. High schools here in Georgia that don't even have playtime no more. We used to call it PE. They made sure you got your runaround time in. But here now, we're doing things again that they say could not be done in the children. They said in the Bible, I was reading over, it says we're going to use the children to confound the wise. So now I can switch, since we're on Health and Nutrition Day, I'm in the water business. You're talking to the mighty Aquarian. I was born underwater in a big giant wash tub by a midwife, and I just happened to be, God has his way of doing things, 4 miles from the head, not the tail, the head of the Chattahoochee National River, which flows from the northeast Georgia mountains to Miami. Tell me somebody that you know of that has 3, not 1, not 2, but 3 freshwater wells on their property with no water bill. And then he says, country boy, to me, a boy, that's a boy king. That's what they called me when I was young. I was anointed before I was appointed. But now have an age, American global excellence. You're now talking to the only minority manufacturer of water in the southeastern United States. And I don't compete with Coca-Cola, Pepsi. They're heavyweights. I'm a little bitty little old boy, country boy, that is. But the divine creator has allowed me to do direct business with the government, allowed me to do business with quasi-businesses, which means churches, schools, colleges, and non-for-profit organizations. I don't even know you, Harold, but the divine creator says, I can take you right now out of New York and snatch you through the airways and high-five you and hug you. And put your name, your face, your own logo on a bottle of water. The one thing that I do know that we all have in common, regardless on whether you was born on the wrong side of the track, the Hope Collection has figured out how to get you right back, and we have water on the brain, all of us. We have water in common. So I'm a fundraising specialist. Y'all just Google your brain real fast and tell me somebody that you know that don't drink water. So right now, if I had my translator here, we means yes, we can. See, let me give you my last little story before we run out of time here. The Hope Collection, Ron Clayton, you heard him. You're talking to his wife, Linda. We have no hidden agendas on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you and you and you and you and your family. See, we're about this family thing. Because when Joel set up the 8 pillars of the Hope Foundation, the first thing that came on the list, and he says, if we can't go on the air and say Jesus out loud, then they need to shut us down right now. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah. We don't care if you're Catholic, Presbyterian, or something. They dump me in the river. I'm a Southern Baptist. My best friend, he got sprinkled on the forehead with holy water. My other girlfriend, she from Ethiopia. She got mercury poisoned, and when she went home, she had to bow down in humility, and they spit in the top of her head. My other friend, she's Frances Martin. She's a health and nutrition expert. 8 people in her family died, and she says, you're lying right here. You come to the wrong place. So guess what? She got healed with herbs. Some people got dipped in the water. Some people got sprinkled with holy water. We don't care. We know that he says, I can speak it to you in 1,000 different tongues, but let me just tell you what we do. We bless people with hope. Oh, let me spell that out for y'all real fast. H-O-P-E. Help one person. One person every day. H-O-P-E. Good. You can spell it. You can chant it. Yeah, you even know the song. Well, I said, are you giving hope? Are you giving hope or just singing along? H-O-P-E has a special meaning to me. There's more meaning behind the word. Seems a lot more than we've observed. They said one must give hope in order to get hope. But how can one give what one does not have? More so, how can one do what one has not been taught? Giving hope is more than an afterthought. Now, did you think twice about what you did or what you had to say? Or were you just selfish in your reasoning and just did it anyway? Now, tell me about hope. Now, doesn't it really, really, really matter to you? But don't you want hope, too? So tell me, how does one get what one does not have? What one really wants, what really needs, what one really deserves, this thing that racks a nerve? Hope is more than a word, sometimes a lot more than we even deserve. But wait a minute, and let me break it down for you. Hope is reflected in all you do. It's how you do what you do when you do what you do. Seems I've lost you somewhere along the way. Love, hope is not what you just have to say, but how much love and kindness can you pass somebody else's way? So if you want to experience some hope, then you start by going out and giving. Hope away. I tell the kids, practice it. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better at whatever it is that you do. Here's the twist, old schoolers. Don't miss it. Do unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give some love and hope away, guess what happens? It comes right back to you. Karaoke time, Howard. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love. Back over to you, Linda.
Oh, you're so funny. You are the poet. Maybe not the karaoke singer, but you definitely are the poet.
Well, bless you all. I don't want to take up your whole hour, but I just wanted to say thank you. My dad actually feels a lot better. He's next to me, and maybe Linda, if you want to just, like, he really loved what you said at the beginning about the hobbies and everything. If you wouldn't mind just saying happy birthday to him one last time, and maybe just let him know how he doesn't have to look at his birthday like it's a negative thing. He could be happy if you wouldn't mind that, Linda, because he really liked what you
definitely
said.
Definitely, Howard. Have a happy, happy, happy birthday. You know, you're there. You can be a blessing to your son, and he would miss you so much if you weren't there. So think of it that way. You never know how long you have. So take advantage and just be a blessing to somebody every day. And you have a happiest birthday. What they say, growing old is inevitable, but growing up doesn't need to be. So find something that just gives you joy, and then maybe even find something that gives joy to somebody else. Like Country Boy was saying, we're here on earth, really, the time that we have to be a blessing to somebody. So keep that in mind, and just have the happiest of birthdays. And even if you're too many candles on the cake, have the cake anyways.
Yeah, for sure. And then let me drop this on you real fast. They say that your birthday is the day that you began life. But guess what? Today is the beginning. They call it a new year. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life. Oh, they also told me that we're living for today because we're not promised tomorrow. So let me get this straight now. If we're living for today and we're not promised tomorrow, and if today is the beginning of the rest of your life, and the day that you was born was the day that you began life. Does that mean every day is your birthday?
In a way, yeah.
I mean, anytime you get something new, it's kind of like being born again. He didn't tell you to go back into your mom's womb. Born again means a new day. My grandmama used to tell me every day, baby, every day, baby, is above ground, is a good day. And then my mentor, who I told you my business partner, he's a lot like Ron Clayton. He's got jokes. He asked me all the time, country boy, what's the difference between a graveyard and a garden? I'm thinking, what? A graveyard and a garden? He answered me the other day. He says, what you plant in it?
Oh.
Oh, you mean you can take dirt and put something in there and something good can come out of it? Yes. You can take good words and put them in a bad person's mouth and they come out bad. You can take bad words and put them in a good person's mouth and they come out bad. It doesn't really matter. What do you have to say about you? And the Cliff Notes before I hush. He says, I made you in my own image. Call him what you want to, as long as you call him. Now, if he made you in his own image, that means, Harold, you must be pretty awesome. Wow. Get up. Do something. It's a new year. You listen, you're in it for yourself, but you're not in it by yourself. You already got people loving on you over here. We love you, sir. And guess what? The lunch was on us. So we want you to come back tomorrow and eat some more for free and bring some friends with you. Hang out with us. We're going to make sure, and usually there's at least 100. We broadcast to 73 different countries. We usually have all kinds of people that love to come on that will never say a word. My assistant on every day. She might be on now, but she's not going to say nothing. But she loves being in the company of people that love doing unto others before they do unto you, and we simply want to love on you. God loves you, sir, and we do too. Back over to you, Linda.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to close out today. It's been a wonderful, wonderful call, because anytime that we get to share with people and just hopefully lift them up, and Country Boy, the knowledge that you have, it just is so wonderful that you are willing to share, and that's what we're here for. Just really sharing knowledge, sharing experiences, and lifting each other up. So, Howard, you have a happy, happy birthday, and enjoy New York City. We were there 2 years ago, it's been 3 years ago. We spent the 4th of July in New York City, and it was wonderful. But our time's just about out now, and so
Barbara, let me interrupt you one more time. I was thinking that we was talking to Howard, and then the gentleman said, oh, that's my dad. It sounds like Ron. Every time I call Ron Mr. Clayton, he says, you're not talking to me, country boy. You're talking to, that's what they call my daddy. And then
Ron's dad's name was Howard.
Howard. You heard him say that. So what was the gentleman that was talking? Sir, what was your name?
Rusty.
And his dad's Howard.
Well, make sure, Rusty, and come back. Write that number down on your – write it in the hand, on your hand, like you was cheating on a school test. Get one of them Sharpie markers and write it down in the palm of your hand, so when you look at your hand tomorrow, you think, oh, it must be lunchtime, Dad. We need to call.
I'm just joking, but we invite you back. I can quickly give you the guest call-in number, which is 714-816-4686.
Well, bless you, and thank you so much.
Rusty, please come back. We're here Monday through Friday.
I will.
And Harold, alrighty. Happy birthday, Harold, sir. I hope you live as long as you want, and I hope you never want for anything as long as you live. You got some people around you that love you, sir, and so do we.
And we are 5 seconds away from the end. So y'all take care, and look forward to hearing you on other calls during the week. Y'all have a great day.
Happy New
Bye-bye.
Year. Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.